Hello, and welcome to the AIR Artists Interaction and Representation podcast. This month, we are reporting from the Future for the Arts debate, held at the RSA on Monday 22nd of March. Cultural policy leaders Ben Bradshaw, Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport, and the Shadow Culture Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, discussed the key issues which will shape the arts and arts policy over the next decade. Labour have been relatively silent on arts policy ahead of the election, with Culture Secretary Bradshaw preferring to rely on Labour's funding record as a demonstration of its commitment to the arts. In the face of Treasury cuts, he hinted that a standstill budget would be seen as a success. Much of Bradshaw's presentation focused on Labour's commitment to open up the arts to as many people as possible, citing Britain's free museums and galleries and the record visitor numbers of the last 12 months as proof of their success in this area. He promised to argue to the Treasury that there would be little point in cutting the 0.3% of government money currently invested in the arts. Instead, focus should be paid to the fact that for every pound spent, we would see a return of £5, contributing to 10% of the country's GDP. Jeremy Hunt agreed with Bradshaw that long-term funding for the arts should be based on the mixed economy and arm's-length principle. A Conservative government will restore the National Lottery's four good causes: arts, heritage, sport and charities, with the lottery independent of politicians. However, the main focus of Hunt's speech were his comments on endowment funds, which the Tories hope to encourage with matching funding from the Arts Council. A US-style approach to philanthropy and private investment in the arts will be utilised, something Bradshaw said he was very wary of, particularly in light of the financial problems many museums and galleries in the US have suffered over the last year. He felt a balance needed to be found because an over-reliance on state funding will invite similar problems. One topic Bradshaw notably failed to discuss was how Labour would harness and explore new technologies, a particularly pertinent issue in light of the Digital Economy Bill. Hunt said a Tory DCMS will harness technology to allow major arts organisations to showcase their work online. All well and good, but there needs to be more protection of the moral rights of artists in this somewhat uncharted territory. What was clear was both Labour and the Conservatives have a long way to go before they can convince artists they fully understand how their decisions impact on our lives.